Chapter 1. An Englishman Arrives in a Troubled America. Thomas Paine was not born American. He was born in England in 1737 in Thetford, Norfolk, and spent much of his early life failing at ordinary stability. That is not an insult. It is part of what made him dangerous in the best and worst ways. Paine held different jobs, struggled financially, and never settled neatly into the kind of life that teaches a person to protect the existing order. By the time he met Benjamin Franklin in London in 1774, he needed a new beginning. Franklin encouraged him to go to America. Paine arrived in Philadelphia just as imperial tension was becoming something larger and harsher. This timing mattered. A writer landing in a colony at peace would have found smaller topics. Paine entered British America when arguments about taxes, representation, and authority were moving toward war. He began publishing quickly. One of his early essays condemned the slave trade, which shows something important about him from the start. He was drawn to broad moral claims and wrote as if public argument should reach ordinary readers, not just elites. This style became his greatest strength. Paine did not usually write in the manner of a scholar addressing other scholars. He wrote for people in shops, taverns, streets, camps, and meeting houses. He stripped ideas down until they sounded plain enough to be unavoidable. That made him powerful. It also made him unsettling. Many colonial critics of Britain still imagined a future in which the king might correct Parliament's errors and harmony could be restored. Paine saw things differently. He came to believe that the problem was not simply bad policy, the problem was the British system itself. Monarchy, hereditary privilege, and an empire that kept pulling the colonies into subordinate status. Once Paine concluded that, compromise began to look thin. After Lexington and Concord in 1775, the colonies were fighting, but many Americans still hesitated to demand full independence. They resisted Britain without always imagining a clean break from it. Paine decided to attack that hesitation directly. He was an outsider in one sense, but sometimes outsiders can say what insiders are still too careful to say. That is what Thomas Paine did next.